6. Planetary Culture. The isolation of Urantia renders it impossible to undertake the presentation of many details of the life and environment of your Satania neighbors. In these presentations, we are limited by the planetary quarantine and by the system isolation. We must be guided by these restrictions in all our efforts to enlighten Urantia mortals, but insofar as is permissible, you have been instructed in the progress of an average evolutionary world, and you are able to compare such a world's career with the present state of Urantia. The development of civilization on Urantia has not differed so greatly from that of other worlds which have sustained the misfortune of spiritual isolation, but when compared with the loyal worlds of the universe, your planet seems most confused and greatly retarded in all phases of intellectual progress and spiritual attainment. Because of your planetary misfortunes, Urantians are prevented from understanding very much about the culture of normal worlds, but you should not envisage the evolutionary worlds, even the most ideal, as spheres whereon life is a flowery bed of ease. The initial life of the mortal races is always attended by struggle. Effort and decision are an essential part of the acquirement of survival values. Culture presupposes quality of mind. Culture cannot be enhanced unless mind is elevated. Superior intellect will seek a noble culture and find some way to attain such a goal. Inferior minds will spurn the highest culture even when presented to them ready-made. Much depends also upon the successive missions of the divine sons and upon the extent to which enlightenment is received by the ages of their respective dispensations. You should not forget that for 200,000 years all the worlds of Satania have rested under the spiritual ban of Norlaciadec in consequence of the Lucifer Rebellion, and it will require age upon age to retrieve the resultant handicaps of sin and secession. Your world still continues to pursue an irregular and checkered career as a result of the double tragedy of a rebellious planetary prince and a defaulting material son. Even the bestowal of Christ Michael on Urantia did not immediately set aside the temporal consequences of these serious blunders in the earlier administration of the world.